Ladies and gentlemen, ITMAR.
In Tomtopia, ya booyaha, ya booyaha.
Mother, pride and joy, Mr. Hamlet, boy. Oh, it's you and you don't say. When trouble's brewing, it's in you in the band. Let's have it again.
Quiet, quiet. Hey, where's that guy Hanley? I gotta talk to him.
That's what I want to know. Where is the fella? I want to take him right in.
Gee, if I don't find him, I'll take him for a ride.
You're not in a body, Joe.
My puppy, he say, he saw him in jungle with spurs on.
Hey, look at you guys. Here he comes on a striped horse. Oh.
This tiger's been nobbled.
Hello, folks.
Oh, gosh, it's good to be back in Tomtopia. You know, I've just bought a native sports suit, a pot of Harris tweed paint, and an extra pair of fig leaves. And no coupons.
Oh,
hello, Bigger, you old scoundrel. How are all your misses?
Boy,
my puppy, he says, he okay. Everything on the up and up.
Everything except his trousers, they are on the down and down. What's new braces?
My puppy, he say, he not afraid of his wife.
Well, I hope not, because there's one just behind him with a flat iron. Look out, Bigger.
You big stiff.
So that was woman's hour. I wish I had listened before. Well, now I'm here, it's a case of full steam ahead and open the throttle.
Open the bottle, sir. I'm with you.
Colonel, I hear you've been to Stevenage looking for a site for a satellite pub. And have you been to the Jungle Arms?
Yes, sir. It was full of good cheer and unlimited supplies. By gad, it's good to be back.
Yes, dear old Tomtopia, the land of plenty, where the shopkeepers feel on top of the world and the customers feel under the counter. How long do you think we should stay here?
As long as there's anything to drink, sir.
Why did I say that? Oh, by the way, Colonel, I met an old school friend of yours yesterday, a bald-headed man with a grey moustache.
That's odd, sir. I don't recollect a boy with a grey moustache.
He remembered you in the art class. Said you could draw, or the only thing you could draw were corks. Anyway, what were your best subjects?
Maths and German.
Oh, I heard it was gin and Italian. But who was your public house master? Drinker Murdoch?
No, sir. Dr. Scotch.
Dr. Scotch. M.A.?
No, D.T.
D.T.
He was always flicking things off the blackboard, sir.
Oh. I remember him. He used to drink out of a bottle labelled red ink, shout snakes alive, and chase the chalk round the room. Did you win a scholarship?
No, I answered every question but one.
What was that? Why does a barmaid cross the road?
No, sir, it started, a man drinks a gallon of water every hour. I don't remember anymore. I fainted. Good day, sir.
Poor old chap. As a matter of fact, he was expelled for dropping a handful of sprouts down the matron's gym slip. Well, and now to work. Now I'll start at the Jungle Arms. Ah, here we are. Ah, good morning. My usual, please. A pint of froth and I'll have the beer later.
Ach, you daft.
Good heavens, Taffy behind the bar. Trust a Scots girl to get the best job in the place.
Ach, I'm only doing this until I get married.
Married? Well, what's this man like? Said he, putting the money back in his pocket.
Well, he's got a nice smile and a wicked look. I think he's a wee pet. You ought to know him.
Eh? Oh, him? Oh, well, I wouldn't have anything to do with him if I were you.
Why not?
Well, do you know what he does? He puts petrol on his hanky and then takes girls out in his car and they make him walk home. What a scoundrel. Come on, let's change the subject. Now, how's your mother?
Ah, oh, she's fine. She sent me this letter.
Oh?
It says, has yon Handley said anything yet? If not, I'll scalp him.
Scalp me? The old covered wagon.
Oh, no, she means scalp you. Give you a good hiding.
It's my papoose red. Well, listen, Daddy, you write and tell her that I'm a very gentle man. I'm kind to heavyweight boxers, and I play ice hockey with whistles.
Oh, you're daft. Ta-ta, so.
Ta-ta, Aunt Tatty. Well. Oh, this is getting serious. I haven't been so nearly married since the time I offered my hand to the schoolmistress and she took a swipe at it with a stick. Well, I better get ready to see this new governor. Now, where are my delayed action cigars and explosive matches? Oh, dear. Hello?
Mr. Handley, do you know what this is?
Well, it sounds like Peter Geeky's granny.
It's Daffy's mother, and I'm no a granny yet.
Well, I'll see about it. Oh, what did I... Why did I say that? Where are you speaking from? A friend's house?
Aye.
I thought it wouldn't be a phone box. What do you want?
What are your intentions towards my daughter?
Aye? Well, they're strictly Hammersmith Broadway.
What was that?
I said Chiswick High Road, change of Earl's Court.
It sounds as though you said Earl's Court.
No, I said the girl's a sport. Goodbye. What a handy telephone. She couldn't hear a word I said. Well, now to work. Dan?
Here I am, sir.
Are you eating dried mint or are you growing a moustache?
I moustache you not to be so personal.
Well, that's got whiskers on it for a start. Now listen, speaking as man to Varney, I mean man to man, turn it up, will you, Dan? Now, I want some lunch, so get me a nice juicy pear.
A juicy pear of what, sir?
Oh, get me a Cox's orange and we'll live apple peel ever after. Well, that's got rid of him.
I say, sir.
What do you want now?
Hey, that last one of yours about the Cox's orange was a pippin.
Get out, will you? Oh, well, I'll have to posh myself up to meet this upstart governor. I wonder if Mona will have done my washing.
Here's your laundry, sir. The water's very hard on this island.
Hello, Mona Lot. What's that you've got over your arm?
It's the baby's rompers.
Baby's rompers? They're my winter woolies. If I wear those now, it's going to be a bit chilly around Lower Regent Street. Now, come in and tell me all your troubles, and let's have a good laugh.
You know my sister, the one with the big appetite?
What, Nora Lot? Well, what about her?
Well, she works in a carpet factory, and yesterday she dozed off and got wrapped up in a roll of lino.
Say, that's serious. I suppose you can't get her out now without a docket.
My sister-in-law's been ill, too. She was listening to a BBC programme and collapsed.
What was the programme? Don't tell me, don't tell me. Any of your relations work at the BBC?
Yes, my young sister's there. Funny thing, the other day she was dusting the harp and she tripped over and her head went through the strings and she can't get it out.
Well, so that's why she's always going about with a symphony orchestra.
She's always in trouble, sir. Last month, she got her foot stuck in the trombone.
Well, I bet the doctor had a job to pull her through. Well, cheer up, Mona. You mustn't let it get you down.
Oh, it'll never do that, sir. It's being so cheerful as keeps me going.
I'm sure I've heard her as a laughing washerwoman in Round the Smalls. And now to work.
How are you, Tommy?
Hello, here's the Tuscan ninny of Tinny Gongle. The only man who can play the fiddle and render suet at the same time. What do you want?
Sorry you missed the moon, Tommy.
Well, it was full up anyway, and I don't like standing. Why?
Well, I've got a moon medley here, man.
What? Moon medley here, man? Moon medley here, man? What? I can't understand a word he says. Show me the music. Oh, I see. Moon Madness by Frederick Sharrison. Well, play my little ray of moonlight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Now off you go to your English lesson. Now, I must get round and see this new governor.
Good morning, Henley. What a delightful spot. The air is like wine.
Well, no wonder the colonel sleeps with his mouth open. Have you done your exercises?
Yes, I went for a run, stripped the skin, sniffed the ozone, feeling just great.
Well, I sent for a plum, spat out the skin, bit on the stone and busted me plate.
Tell me, Henley, how can I stop my uncle from going into the jungle arms?
Move the bar outside.
The man's in a daze. Look at his eyes. They're never open.
Never open, sir, just like England.
Uncle, you can't stand straight. My mater would be shocked.
What, crafty Clara? Oh, she'd love it. I say, do you remember the time we went bathing at Broadstairs, Colonel?
Good, yes, sir.
You got seaweed on your glasses and walked into the wrong bathing hut by mistake.
There was no mistake about that, sir.
What a man.
That's what the woman in the bathing hut said. Then you remember we swam out to the end of the pier. Clara cut herself on the cockle. You punctured your water wings and then a bald head bobbed up. I smacked it and found it wasn't. What a day, eh? What a day.
Come, Uncle. We'll mark out a new running track and then double all round.
Doubles all round, my boy. Now you're talking.
Well, now I've got rid of them, I'll just pop along to my old government house. I wonder if the new fellow uses my study in the same way. What a lovely dark night. Beautiful night. I can't see a thing. Ah, this must be government house. The doorstep's covered with teapots. Right there. I'd better not. No reply. Oh, I know, I'll sing.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. When the
what do you want? Died. I say, what do you want? Who are you?
I'm a Sidney Wadley fan.
Who?
Cosy Van Tutti.
Mr. Henley, come inside. This way, please.
His Excellency, the Governor of Tom Topio, Sir Percy Pallava, Mr. Thomas Handley.
How do you do? How do you do? Bong.
Just like old chimes. Good evening, Sir Percy.
Sit down, Peter. The position here is very...
I beg your pardon?
The position here is very...
Do the tube trains run under here?
Yes. Quack.
Now do Mickey Mouse. What's the position?
Well, you see, I have no official instructions from the colonial home. During your absence, when your whereabouts were... I was appointed governor.
What a rumble. You ought to take something for that. There's a storm coming up. Anyway, what's my official standing?
I discussed it with my wife.
Oh, I heard that. Wife. Oh, wife. Ask you to put the kettle on, will you? I'm dying for a cuppa.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my dear Percy, how often have I told you not to bring tramps into your study?
Tramps? Madam, you call me a tramp just because I'm wearing no boots and Ray Jenkins' collar? Sir Percy, who is this Judy?
My wife.
Why, is she married? I mean, have you got any luggage? How are you?
My dear, this is the ex-governor.
Ex-governor, my foot. Now listen, you female Hotchkiss.
Really, I wonder you dare show your face here again. Percy, deport him at once.
But I... You keep
out of this, Percy, I'm the real governor here. Who was the man who first reduced penicillin to apenicillin? Who was the first man to...
Handley, I advise you to return to England at once.
No.
Now, look here, Percy.
Percy, indeed.
Quiet, you.
How dare you?
Well, look, let's have a peace conference and talk it over like statesmen. Stick him up. I mean, we'll share Tom Topia out equally. 70-30 and the wife's passage home.
You think it over. Very humble opposition. Might write to the colonial
He's suffering from an underground movement. Well, I better get back into my zone. Hello, what a nice little girl. Who are you?
I'm Polly Pullover. My daddy's the governor. I like you. You're rude to my mummy.
But... Is that your mummy, the lady with a face like a canteen custard?
I'll tell her that.
Well, not now. Save it until Christmas. Now, tell me, why do you like me, Polly?
Because you've got a face like my poodle and you smell like boiled sweets.
Good job it isn't the other way around. Don't you like this place?
I don't. It's horrid.
Well, Polly, you get your dad to take you back to England, and I'll buy you a nice picture of lovely Euston Station. Now, off you go.
Bye, Tommy.
What an advanced child. Well, she's either been cleaning brown shoes or she smokes a lot. Hello, here's another familiar face.
Oh, good morning. Would you care for a stinch of puff?
Stinch of... No, thank you. I don't want a stinch of puff. It gets up my nose and nickels me tostrals. Tell me, Trows Hicks.
House tricks? Oh, I'm having a tizzard wine.
Oh.
I've just been bun-saving.
Oh, really? Sunbathing, eh? So I see. Your pose is kneeling. Were the native girls friendly?
Oh, very. I asked them why they wore bings of streeds.
Oh, that was flowing Toogar. And what did they weigh?
Oh, they gushed and bliggled and then flapped my safe.
Flapped your safe, eh? Well, serves you right, you murty old Dan.
Me, a murty old Dan? I've a good mind to chunch you on the pin.
You chunch me on the pin? Why, for pool tins, I'd block your knock-off.
But you keep on talking gibberish.
Me gawking gibberish? You've no tomb to rock.
No offence. I was only lulling your peg.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, let's go and have a drink.
No, I'm boo-tizzy.
Boo-tizzy, eh? Potter witty. Well, never mind. Come to tea next week and we'll have coobarb and rusted.
Oh, I shall look forward to that. Good guy.
Good guy. Please, good guy, the doppy sate. Gives me the ellie bake. Well, now to work. I must stop saying that.
Oh, hello. Have you seen my bear?
Hey, wait. What are you talking about?
He's a little hairless bear.
Oh, you mustn't be careless with a hairless bear. Where did you last see?
Oh, not so very long ago. Once I had a little bear who followed me each day. And just like little Mary's lamb, he went and strayed away. And then dear Colonel Chinstrap said he had an awful fright. I chuckled when I heard the news. And I said, you must be quite tight. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy lost his crop in Tomtopia's barber shop. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? They say that all the fields in Hudson Bay end in Fuzzy's fuzz. But when they cut his rug away, he wasn't what he used to was. Go! Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? A bear is a hairless bear, and a hairless bear is a rare bear. A brunette bear is a dark affair, and a fair bear is rarer. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy, I've been told, always used to catch a cold. Fuzzy wasn't careless, he was hairless. Once he was covered up with curly hair from his head to toes. But when he left that barber chair, he shivered till his nose and toes. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
I must get that girl to broadcast sometime. She's the right shape. Now, I really will go out and look for work, but I won't try very hard. Hello, I don't remember that building over there when I was here last. Somebody's been spending more than £10.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello.
I got the biggest idea we've ever had. Do you know the natives ain't never listened to the radio?
Do you mean to say they've never heard of Dick Barton, special agent? Whatever do they do at 6:45 each night?
Boy, their ignorance is abysmal. But we're going to put it right. You see the new radio station there?
Radio, so that's what it is, a broadcasting studio. I wondered why everybody was eating chips out of the Radio Times. Let's go in.
Sure.
Gosh, what a posh studio. What's all this straw and stuff? Who was broadcasting here last, a circus? Well, what program are we going to do? Uncle Black's picking in the hour.
No, we've got a better idea than that. We shall sell a commodity over the air.
Oh, that's a new idea. Well, what should we sell now? Put it up pipes for non-smokers?
No, we'll sell them medicine.
What, Jungle Jollop?
No, Jungle Joy Juice.
Jungle Joy Juice? What about a band?
Gee, we've forgotten about a band. What mugs we is?
Well, never mind. I'll put on my own band and I'll call it Albert Handley and his Palm Oil Orchestra.
Sure.
Dan, Reg.
Here we are, sir.
Okay, Governor.
Now listen, boys, we're going to be the orchestra. And after the announcer, we do the signature tune in B flat.
And we'll have to be sharp about it.
Out. I'm sorry, out. Reg, you look after the effects. Now come on, there's a red light. We're on the air.
Governor Handley Enterprises Incorporated present the Jungle Joy Juice program with Governor Handley in person.
Come on, boys. 1, 2.
Oh,
Jungle Joy Juice half hour. Take Jungle Joy Juice and give jaundice the G-up.
Don't be disgusting.
And here's somebody who can tell you all about it. Miss Sonia Sockyhall.
Before taking Jungle Joy Juice, I was always a wallflower. I got very low. The doctor gave me up. My mother gave me up. And I was just going to...
Turn over.
Give up when I took Jungle Joy Juice, and now I'm head barmaid at the Jungle Arms. Look at me today.
I'm a different girl.
I'll say you are, taxi.
Where to, sir?
The Ritz. Come back here.
Oh, I'm sorry, folks. We forgot ourselves.
Well, what's next?
Stanley.
Which little Polly Palava?
Can I see that thing?
Well, you're rather small. Stand on my watch chain and recite forever.
Can I say a rude word?
Oh, make them all laugh.
Stomach.
Oh, now that's very naughty of you. Now for that, you won't go to Vic Oliver's christening.
And now Handy's Enterprises Incorporated present their sensational drama, The Son of a Beachcomber.
Give us some waves, Rach. Waves.
Okay.
Look out, boys, look out. Now, lads and lasses, listen carefully. If you find the solution to this crime, phone me up. Wheezy Willie, the old one, too. Now, this scene is a lonely coral strand. Not a sound is heard on this rude island. What was that?
I thought you said Rhode Island.
Oh, take no notice. Now, outside his rude hut sits a rude beachcomber talking rudely to himself.
Oh, good morning. How am I? I'm feeling all right. I'm worse than ever.
What beach is this? The Mumbles? To continue, a native suddenly appears on his bicycle, throws his boomerang. Hello?
Oh, I know who did the murder. It was the man who threw the rumor bang.
The rumor bang? You're Sue Toon. Let off the gain.
Mr. Handley, you're overrunning. You'll have to hurry.
But it's okay. The red light's still on. Now, in the rude doorway of the rude hut, there appears a native girl with a rude baby in her arms. The baby has stopped crying. Why? What has it been given? Jungle Joy Juice, a jollop with a difference. Well, that's the end, boys. Now, where's the cashier?
Mr. Handley, the red light's still on.
Oh, I'll soon put a stop to that. I'll screw the bulb out.
I say, Handley, what's the idea?
Good Lord, it's the Colonel's nose. We haven't been on the air at all. Shot of wame.
You'll be listening to Tommy Handley and Itmar with Jack Train, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Giler, Tony Francis, Molly Weir, Joan Harbin, Lynn Joyce, who was also the singer. The augmented variety orchestra conducted by Ray Jenkins, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.